little cooking lesson.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Okay, folks, today we're going to be making a U.S. economy. The water's been boiling pretty good, so let's toss in the ingredients. People are spending money. Construction is at an all-time high. Factories are cranking away. A dash of fuel prices. Oops, that's a pretty strong spice. I think we might be overheating here. I smell more interest rate hikes. Here's Chef John Dimsdale.
The Fed's been signaling it's near the end of a two-year-long hike in short-term interest rates, but the latest measurements of the economy indicate companies are beginning to pass along higher fuel and commodity costs to their customers. For Carl Tannenbaum, the chief economist at LaSalle Bank, inflation is likely to force the Fed to tighten interest rates some more this year.
In trying to preserve price stability, keeping inflation low, the Fed is simply trying to prolong the prosperity and avoid some of the wide swings that tortured the business cycle in decades past.
That view was reinforced by reports Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke feels comments about a possible pause in higher interest rates may have been misunderstood. But in a speech yesterday, another Fed member called economic growth sustainable and inflation modest. His comments gave investors hope the Fed's still planning to take its foot off the economic brakes in the near future. I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
All across the country yesterday, illegal immigrants stepped out of the shadows and made sure their faces were seen. More than a million people participated in rallies and marches for A Day Without Immigrants, a display of force to show Congress just how much immigrants mean to this economy. Some restaurants and plants had to close because a lot of people didn't show up for work, and they didn't want to spend any money either. As all this was happening, the federal government launched a campaign aimed at recruiting workers. Turns out the government doesn't have enough people to do jobs ranging from printing currency to guarding prisons. Marketplace business editor Cheryl Glazer has more.
The Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, is facing what it calls a retirement tsunami. Over the next 10 years, about 60% of the 1.8 million civilians who work for the federal government will be eligible for Gold Watch and retirement, and at least 40% are expected to take it. So the OPM is kicking off a recruiting campaign that includes four new TV ads. John Challenger of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says the feds will be competing with private companies for skilled workers. He says Uncle Sam needs to take a cue from the corporate world and offer benefits like
work-life balance programs, flexible hours, tuition reimbursement programs.
They're already offering part-time jobs to civilian workers who are thinking of retiring. The goal? To get those workers to stick around for a little while longer. I'm Cheryl Glazer for Marketplace.
If you use Netflix, you're going to like this next bit. The company will offer a free month of DVDs to 5.5 million current and former subscribers. It's a peace offering to people who claim that sometimes Netflix holds back on shipping DVDs to the most frequent users, gives priority to folks who rent fewer DVDs and make for more profitable clients. Those interest rate worries are haunting Wall Street again. The Dow dropped 23 points to 11,343. The NASDAQ was off 17 to 2304. The S&P 500 fell 5. Oil prices are back close to $74 a barrel today. This is Marketplace. Workers in Puerto Rico stayed home yesterday, but it had nothing to do with May Day. No, the Puerto Rican government shut down. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Dan Gretsch reports.
In Puerto Rico, 100,000 government employees and 500,000 students stayed home Monday. That's because the island is in fiscal meltdown, and its gridlocked government can't agree on a way out. Puerto Rico has a budget deficit of $740 million. Analyst Kenneth Gear is with Standard & Poor's. He says if the shutdown continues, the government will be under increasing pressure from its employees.
When the first payroll period comes around and they don't have a paycheck, at that point, you might hear a lot of screaming and hollering.
In March, Standard & Poor's warned it may downgrade Puerto Rico's bonds. That would make it more expensive to borrow money and dig the island even deeper into the hole. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to making America energy independent through increased use of public transportation. On the web at publictransportation.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation. helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
The communist spirit is still alive and well in Russia. Yesterday on May Day, thousands of people took to the streets and called for a return to the Soviet days. But let's face it, those times are probably gone for good. In fact, Russia is considering doing something that was once unthinkable, selling a huge chunk of a state-run oil company to foreign investors. Newsweek's Alan Sloan joins us now. Alan, what does this tell us?
It's a big deal because it symbolizes how the world has changed. That's just an amazing thing that shows you, by the way, A, that capitalism has taken over the world, but B, in many ways, it's the same old Russia.
From what I hear, it's also a huge public relations campaign for the Kremlin.
As well it should be, since a large part of the value of what they would be selling is something they extorted from a previous company. They beat up this company, Yukos, busted it out, took it over for very little, and now they're going to sell it at a huge profit. Their proposal involves really shortchanging all sorts of other players with undervaluing what they own, giving most of the money and the power to the state. So now, you know, several years later, they're expecting people to be so stupid that they'll trust the Kremlin this time when they shouldn't have trusted them the last time. And knowing how the world works, I'm sure they'll pull this off. And I'm sure that 3 or 4 or 5 years after the IPO, when it becomes convenient, something very bad will happen to the foreign investors and they'll start the game all over again. And maybe that really will be the people's revenge.
Well, this company, Rosneft, has undergone quite a transformation over the last couple of years, ever since this whole Yukos thing. What has that turnaround been like?
Well, the turnaround has been the price of oil has gone to the moon. And if you own oil wells, especially if you've extorted oil fields for almost nothing, which is what Rosneft did through the Kremlin, well, you've made a lot of money when oil was $30 and now oil is $65 or $70. It's very hard not to come out ahead. But the idea of treating this like a regular company, you've got to be crazy. I mean, unless you really put strong safeguards into place, you've got to be out of your mind to trust the government of Russia or Rosneft or the Russian legal system or any of this. You've got to be crazy.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much.
До свидания, Scott.
Alan Sloan is Wall Street editor for Newsweek magazine. He'll be back next week with another edition of the Sloan Sessions. Your comments are always welcome. Log on to our website, marketplace.org, and send us an email. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
How do you tell your employees that
the world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.